Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemns attack on Hindu temple in Canada, asks Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold rule of law. President Draupadi Murmu to attend first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi today. Indian Railways operating 22 festival special trains originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country today. US to go to polls today to elect a new president. FTII's student film Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know qualifies for Oscars in live action short film category. And in tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral enter men's doubles quarterfinals of Moselle Open in France. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the deliberate attack on a Hindu temple by extremists and separatists at Brampton in Canada. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that cowardly attempts to intimidate country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on the Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He further said that India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption to outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi today. This two-day summit, beginning today, will celebrate the rich heritage of Buddhism. It will feature esteemed Sangha leaders, scholars, and practitioners from across the continent. The summit aims to foster dialogue and understanding while addressing contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing this summit to honor Buddhism, an ancient tradition that not only flourished within its borders, but also spread to various countries. The theme of the summit is the role of Buddha Dhamma in strengthening Asia. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Sikandrabad and Malda town. According to the railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from the 2nd to the 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during the festive season. Indian Railways is operating around 7,000 special trains in view of the festive season to accommodate the significant surge in passenger traffic from the 1st of last month to the 30th of this month. In Maharashtra, 4,140 candidates have been left in the fray after the withdrawal of nominations for assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
The nomination of 7,078 candidates had been found valid for 288 seats of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. 2,938 candidates have withdrawn their nominations. Several rebels of the Mahayuti Alliance, including Gopal Shetty, Swikriti Sharma, Vishwajit Gaikwad, Dhanraj Mahale and others withdrew their independent nominations. On the Mahavikas Aghadi's side, notable withdrawals include Congress rebel Mukhtar Sheikh, Madhu Chavan and candidate Madhurama Raje Chhatrapati. The Shiv Sena UBT withdrew its candidates in Penn, Panvel and Alibag, extending support to the Peasants and Workers Party. Maratha Kota activist Manoj Jarange Patil's candidates also withdrew their nominations. Voting in the state will take place on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Worli Assembly constituency in Maharashtra. Worli constituency in the Mumbai city district is considered a Shiv Sena stronghold. The state will go to polls on the 20th of November in a single phase to elect a new assembly. More from our correspondent.
Worli is all set to witness a triangular fight in the upcoming legislative assembly polls. The main contest is between the sitting MLA and son of Shiv Sena UBT chief Uddhav Thackeray, Aditya Thackeray, and Shiv Sena candidate Milind Devra, who left the Congress in January this year. The Maharashtra Navnirman Sena candidate Sandeep Deshpande is also in the fray. Worli has been a bastion of the undivided Shiv Sena since 1990, with Dattaji Nalavade being elected for four consecutive terms from the constituency. In 2009, Congress candidate Sachin Ahir was voted to power, but Shiv Sena again bagged the seat in 2014 with Sunil Shinde emerging victorious. Aditya Thackeray won from the Worli in the last assembly election by a substantial margin of approximately 68,000 votes over Congress candidate Advocate Suresh Mane. The Worli assembly constituency has a total of 2,64,520 voters. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Mumbai Police Commissioner Vivek Phansalkar has been given the additional charge of Maharashtra Director General of Police by the state government. The move comes after incumbent DGP Rashmi Shukla was transferred on the Election Commission orders. Ahead of the November 20th assembly polls, the Election Commission yesterday directed the state government to transfer Ms. Shukla, the first woman DGP of Maharashtra, with immediate effect, following complaints from political parties. The poll body directed the Maharashtra Chief Secretary to hand over Shukla's charge to the next senior-most IPS officer in the state. In Jharkhand, ruling and opposition parties are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner support of the people. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma alleged that Chief Minister Hemant Soren protects Bangladeshi infiltrators for vote bank.
JMM घुसपैठियों का सपोर्ट में बोल रहा है जो भी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी घुसपैठिया का सपोर्ट में बोलते हैं और घुसपैठियों का खिलाफ बोलने वाला को हतोत्साह करने का कोशिश करता है उनका रजिस्ट्रेशन ही खत्म हो जाना चाहिए इसलिए सुप्रीम कोर्ट बोल चुका है कि घुसपैठिया भारत का सबसे बड़ा शत्रु है.
On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of hatching conspiracy against his government since he assumed power in 2019.
कभी एनआरसी लगाना कभी यूसीसी लगाने की घोषणा करते हैं हमने भी कहा है यहाँ यूसीसी एनआरसी का कोई बात नहीं होगा यहाँ बात होगा तो सीएनटी एसपीटी और पेशा कानून का बात होगा.
Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to address election meetings in Ranchi and Lohardaga, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign for NDA candidates in Jamshedpur and Kodarma. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will seek vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at rallies in Mandu and Kanke. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The United States will go to polls today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the U.S. will begin today between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who will be the next U.S. president. Our correspondent has filed a report.
With just hours left for the election day, voting for U.S. presidential elections to begin, preparations for polling have been completed. All eyes are on the tight race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump as they concluded their campaigns on the election day eve. Though there is no national time for the elections to begin, but generally most states start voting at 7 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Voting concludes at different times in the U.S. Most states conclude their voting at 6 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Counting of votes begins soon after voting ends. If it's a clear election, the result shall be known by the next morning. Amritpal Singh, Prasar Bharati, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Film and Television Institute of India's FTII's student film, Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know, has qualified for the 2025 Oscars in the live-action short film category. This Kannada language short film, directed by FTII student Chidanand S. Nayak, is inspired by Indian folk stories and traditions. We have a report.
The film had earlier this year won the first prize at the Cannes Film Festival's La Cinef selection. The La Cinef jury at Cannes had commended the film for its illuminating storytelling and masterful direction. The film showcases the expertise of a talented team, including Suraj Thakur for cinematography, Manoj V for editing, and Abhishek Kadam for sound design. The narrative is both poignant and profound, centering on an elderly woman who steals the village rooster, leading to a cessation of sunlight and resulting in turmoil within the community. In an effort to restore order, a prophecy is invoked, resulting in the exile of the woman's family as they undertake a desperate mission to retrieve the rooster. Having received acclaim on the festival circuit, Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know is now poised to compete alongside the world's best short films. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In sports, let's take a look at the remarkable achievements that our athletes have brought home and the thrilling matches lined up ahead.
In tennis, India's Ritik Chaudhary Bollipalli and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Moselle Open in France. Bollipalli and Cabral progressed to the last eight after their French opponents Arthur Casso and Harold Mayo withdrew, granting them a walkover. The Indian-Portuguese duo will next face the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez of Mexico and Edouard Roger Vasselin of France in the quarterfinal on Thursday. In soft tennis, India's Tanushree Pandey has clinched the silver medal at the World Championship at Jingshan in China. She faced a defeat against Chiang Min Yu of Chinese Taipei 3-4 in the Under-21 Women's Individual Singles Final yesterday. In chess, the second edition of the Chennai Grandmasters Tournament will begin today at the Anna Centenary Library. The tournament will be played in classical chess format. This year, the competition will also feature a challenger section. The winner in this section will qualify for the Masters section for next year's tournament. In table tennis, India's Srija Akula will start her campaign at the WTT Champions Frankfurt in Germany this evening. The Indian shuttler will take on Adriana Diaz of Puerto Rico in the women's singles first round. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The four-day-long Chhath Puja will begin today with the ritual of Nahai Khai. The festival of worship of the sun god will conclude on 8th of November. On the first day of the festival today, devotees are taking holy dip in different rivers, ponds and reservoirs, performing puja of the sun god. Tomorrow, Kharna will be performed. After that, a tough and 36-hour-long fast will begin, in which devotees abstain from drinking water as well. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till tomorrow, according to the IMD. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi and South Interior Karnataka during this week. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. Along the line of actual control, Indian troops begin patrols in Depsang after them chalk is a front page headline in Hindustan Times. As US votes today in an election most bitter and close, a headline in the Indian Express writes, in Tamil Nadu, Harris's village awaits results with subtle curiosity about her potential win. Lok Ayuk summons Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah for probe in Muda case to be questioned in Mysuru tomorrow, reports Asian Age. A Times of India headline writes, Green push, eye on threefold jump in solar power in 3 years. IPL auction set to held in Riyadh at end of November, writes the Pioneer. And finally, India's wedding economy is booming with 48 lakh wedding expected in the coming months, generating about 6 lakh crore rupees, 41% more than the last year, writes the Financial Express under the headline, Big Fat Indian Weddings. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemns attack on Hindu temple in Canada, asks Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold rule of law. President Draupadi Murmu to attend first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi today. Indian Railways operating 22 festival special trains originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country today. US to go to polls today to elect a new president. FTII's student film, Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know, qualifies for Oscars in live-action short film category. And in tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral enter men's doubles quarterfinals of Moselle Open in France. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.